a su cargo las preguntas sobre las prácticas nocivas durante 3 minutos.
Merci Madame la Présidente. Je me joins à mes collègues pour saluer la délégation helvétique et pour apprécier les paroles de la chef de délégation qui nous ont été présentées ce matin. I'm going to deal with stereotypes. In the committee's concluding observations after the discussion of Switzerland's fifth periodic report in 2016, the committee expressed concerns about prevailing stereotypes about the roles and responsibilities of women and men in the family and in society, deep-rooted patriarchal attitudes impeding progress in advancing gender equality, stereotypes and sexualized images of women in media and advertisement, negative images of ethnic minority and migrant women undermining their ability to integrate in society. Since then, important progress has been realized, as highlighted today by the Chief of Delegation in her opening statement. Mainly, the National Action Plan 2022-2026, focusing on public information, awareness raising campaign, advanced training for professionals and volunteers, and preventing sexual and sexist violence. Of course, the 2 weeks paid paternity leave is an important progress. In spite of that, negative stereotypes are impacting on all women's human rights, from political participation, going to education, employment, even health. Deeply rooted ideas necessitate innovative measures to modify or abolish them. The example of the motion, I'm trying to read the number of this motion, number 19.3869, is self-explanatory. This motion aiming at conducting a large-scale sexism prevention campaign through social media, posters, newspapers, cinemas, was rejected by the Council of State in December 2020, in spite of its acceptance by the National Council. So, il y a un long chemin à parcourir. My question is, how do you see further action to combat gender role and sexism in the public sphere? How do this issue appear in the Media Act, Electronic Media Act? In 2019, a media law bill was adopted in the canton de Vaud to prevent sexist advertising. Do you envisage the possibility of changing the media legislation at the federal level due to current international legally binding commitments, CEDAW and the Istanbul Convention? New technologies may enlarge the gap between women and men's rights. How can you prevent technological change from exacerbating existing inequalities? A motion calling for gender targets in digitalization strategy was submitted to Parliament. Of course, Madam Chief of Delegation was speaking about this morning, but if there are additional information to be provided to us. Negative stereotypes are affecting the image of migrant women. How do you envisage changing such discriminatory situation with the aim of better integrating and accepting them in society? I thank you.